You're listening to CPR, guiding your IT business with insights from top IT professionals from around the globe. CPR is made possible by Cardinal Points Group, the global gold standard addressing business transformation challenges with hundreds of technology firms and vendors worldwide. And now, here's your host, Bill Aylward.
Hi, it's Bill Aylward here for CPR Cardinal Points Radio with Cardinal Points partners Warren Turner, Kirk Hancock, and Pete Elliott. So, red or black, what is the color of your bottom line? If it were only that simple. Red is, of course, obvious. Now, black, not so much. What's driving your profitability? Where's your sweet spot? What's your window? Are you investing for the future? So, gentlemen, red or black, what are the pitfalls of having a black bottom line? Obviously, red is a given. It's like time to get out, or maybe it's time to fix it.
Right. I mean, obviously, red bottom line denotes a loss, and oftentimes that's easier to solve. And there's a crisis, there's a situation in hand that demands action. What we really want to talk about more today is how to analyze a black bottom line. Is it healthy profit? Is it sustainable profit? That can often be masked just by the fact that you're in fact turning a profit. You need to look much deeper into what's driving that margin or that profit. Is it sustainable? Is it something that you can count on into the future? Or is it tenuous? Is it something that you're just riding a wave and it's going to decline? And what are you going to replace that with? These are much more complicated decisions and analysis required to really understand the health of your company. It's unfortunately not as simple as just whether it's red or black.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that's amazing is, that, again, what we're really talking about and asking, generically speaking, is how do partners make money? A lot of partners don't know where they're making money and how profitable they are in the areas that they are making money. So it's a very interesting discussion because there are some clients that are just toxic to the business, but the partners continue to sell and serve into those clients. There are some clients you just don't want or should not have.
You're both right. And I think when I've been working with clients, and you've seen it when you've been out with clients as well, it all starts at the margin line. Where's the margin coming from, and where specifically are the healthy margins? You know, have we done a proper segmentation of our client base? Have our clients versus customers? Is it transactional revenue and margin, or is it reoccurring revenue and margin? Not all margin dollars are created equally, so you've got to pay attention to the gross profit percentage as well as to the gross profit dollar amount. From there, you then move into your bottom line type of analysis in terms of how can you cost effectively, putting that client first, service those revenue streams. A lot of flawed business models being launched today, and we've seen them time and time again, where somebody has put a bug in a business owner's ear that monthly reoccurring revenue is going to be the magic bullet, the fix-all. That is a very difficult strategy to implement.
Well, it takes time.
Ultimately, sustainability, as Kirk pointed out, I think that's the whole ballgame.
You definitely want sustainability, but to build an MRR, monthly recurring revenue type of model, takes 18 to 36 months of pure incubation. And believe me, it's far easier to build that model when the bottom line is black than it is when it's red.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there are a lot, and again, I go back to there are vendors and there are manufacturers in the industry right now that don't have the patience that want you to sell their solutions, right?
Or steering partners toward transactional.
That's right. And as a result, they're dismantling any of the plans that are set up to embrace a recurring revenue model. And as Warren says, it takes some heavy lifting to do that.
Well, I think if you really study the L6 methodology for some period of time and you start to do a deep dive analysis into your core competencies, some of those answers start to flush themselves out and become very apparent in step one of your core competencies. Step two, listening to those clients. Those clients will steer you in the right direction. And then when it comes time to that step three of locating the right solution, by all means, what's the investment going to look like investing in a new solution area? And as an investor, you need to be thinking as a business owner, think like an investor. What's the ROI going to be back to you for this investment?
And then stopping it long enough to do step four, which is to build the business plan. What's that going to look like? Do I have the ability to fund this for 3, 6, 18 months? You need to have a roadmap going into the plan to understand that.
Those partners that have embraced this L6 methodology have grown on average quarter over quarter remarkably above their peers. And those data points are coming to us through some third-party analytics that one of the vendors has shared with us. So we know that the formula works. We know that the methodology is solid. And those partners that seem to embrace it and looking for, you know, the benefits of a repeatable process are that benefits inuring to their bottom line, to the black.
So there you have it, red or black. What color is your bottom line and what are you going to do about it? Thanks for listening once again. And if you have any comments, questions, or further thoughts on this subject, please don't let us wait. We're dying to hear from you. I'm Bill Aylward for Cardinal Points Radio, CPR. Catch you next time.